chulin per exain mishne hay. The inyanim of nesinas tam and bittel tam in this mishne is a hemshich of what we discussed in mishne dalet. Gid anosha shen is bashel ima gidin. Gid anosha is bashel with other gidim and they should have the same taste. Again, we're going in the mishne with an assumption that gidin are benois and tam. We explained in the last mishne that la locha ain't be gidin benois and tam because they don't have taste. It's hard to know what the machlokes tanoim is. The machlokes metzias is the machlokes on a certain taste, whether that is called taste. It's hard to understand exactly. But the mishnah over here is naming on that when you cook a pot full of gidin and there's gidanosha there, so the gidanosha is also, and it's maflit taste that should answer. Bizman shemakiroi, if he knows which one is the gidanosha, say he takes the gidanosha, which is intact, and he throws it out, but it was cooked, so it was nice and tam. So then, the only problem that you have is not the gidanosha kishalatzmoy, you have the tam of the gidanosha that was imparted to the rest of the pot, everything else has it. So then it's benois and tam. If the gidanosha has nesinas tam, then it'll answer the rest of the pot. If it was not nesinas tam, then it will not answer. So let's say the didam, like we said, we paskin that gidanosha does not have a tam, so then it will never answer. The piece itself will be also, you take it, you throw it out, and that's that. Vim lav, let's say you don't know, it's cooked. So maybe you can't tell now what's a gidanosha. Just a lot of pieces of meat, a lot of pieces of gidin that are floating in the meat, a cholent. You can't tell now what's the gidanosha and what's a different gid. So then kulan asurin, then everything is also. The obvious question is, why should we say that everything is also? Why don't we say this bitl? And the answer to that is because since the gidanosha is a davar choshuv v'fnei atzmo, it's a barrier. A barrier is not bottle. One of Chazal's takonas, the Gabi Bittel, is that a dover choshuv in various forms. A dover shebeminyan, a dover choshuv. A barrier cannot become bottle. We'll just point out, in the last Mishnah, Mishnah Dal, we explained the basic concept of Bittel b'shishim when there's a nesinas tam, and Bittel b'roiv mideraisim when there's no nesinas tam. Chazal instituted that is bittel b'shishim is necessary also by min b'minoy. However, the gzeirah d'rabbanon is by min b'minoy otu min b'she'enei minoy. That's where they were geizer that you need shishim. But that's only where min b'min min shaloi b'minoy would need shishim. Where would that be? That's what's called by Chazal taruvus lach b'lach, when it's cooked together in a way where it all gets imparted taste one from the other. What happens if you have pieces mixed up? You have a bunch of pieces of meat, and they're all on a table, they're all on a counter in a butcher store, and they got mixed up, and now you can't tell which one is which. There's no imparting of taste. If there's no imparting of taste, there'll never be in this instant, because I weren't goizer on that. So, mele hein min b'minoi, hein min shaloi b'minoi, this bitl b'roi. However, if it's min shaloi b'minoi, even though batsim, there's no imparting of taste, and it should be bottle b'roi, over here as well, Chazal will goizu, because what's going to be if you cook them together? It will impart taste. You need shishim. So you need shishim either by a taruvis of yovish biyovish, by min b'shein eminoi, because there, if it would be lach, it would need shishim. So you need shishim also by yovish biyovish. Or by min b'minoi, when it's a dover lach, otu min shaloi b'minoi by dover lach, either one. So by min b'minoi, a dover yovish, there you don't need shishim. And that's what we're talking about. If all the gidin were cooked together, be'etzem there should be bittel on the gid itself. Because the pieces themselves are distinct. The problem over here is it doesn't become bittel out to bury you. So you don't need bittel b'shishim, you need bittel b'roiv. But there is no bittel. Why is there no bittel? Because that's the halacha that a barrier, which is a davar choshuv, doesn't become bittel. The Mishnah continues, v'haroitev, b'nois and tam, the roitiv of the kedera, which is the sauce on the bottom of the meat that's cooking, in which the water, which now has a taste, like the gravy on the bottom, it got the taste of the meat melted into it, and they cooked the gidin, that also will have the taste of the gidin, that will also be b'nois and tam. You'll have to have shishim for that. V'chein chaticha shol nevelo, v'chein chaticha shol dag tomei, shenizbashlo machatichois. If there's a piece of nevela or a piece of dag tomei, either one, machol sasuris, that's cooked together with other pieces, Bizman Shemakiron, when you recognize the piece that's also, so then you get rid of the piece itself. Now you only have to be concerned with the taste that was niflat into the taruvus. That is benoisin tam. Vim lav, if you don't know which piece is which, kulan asurois, and they're all asur. We're talking over here, the Gemara explains, b'chatichas aruyus l'skabet. The same way we say that a barrier, a whole ginanosha, is a dover choshev, because it's a barrier, it's a ganzer thing for itself. So too, the halacha is that a chaticha, a large size piece, which is a whole serving size. You have a piece of chicken, right? You have a whole bottom of the chicken. You have mixed up in a bunch of other pieces. The bottom of the chicken is something, by a chasna, they serve. So that does not have bittel, because the whole piece, kishalatzmoy, it's a chaticha ha-ru'uya l'schabit boy. So melekulan asuris, that chatichas over here means that. V'horoitiv, however, the liquid in the bottom of the pot, that's not a davar choshuv. It's not a chaticha. So that has bittel. Which bittel? It's a teruvah zlak balak. So it needs bittel mishish. Now when we talk about bittel of pieces that are mixed up, a bittel b'roiv, it's poshut b'fiv kol harishonim, and this is the way it's brought down by all the poskim, that it means a roiv is a majority. So let's say there are five pieces, three of them are kosher, two are treif. So then if it's min b'mino, a taruvis of yovish b'yovish, then it'll be mutter. You don't need four pieces connected to two. And the same thing you have, achir yabin lahatis, the klal roiv is learned to have Sanhedrin. There are 23 dayonim. So 12 of them say this way, 11 say that way, the 12 wins against 11. You don't need double as much. Another interesting point, the famous Machlok Rishonim, is you have five pieces on the table in front of you. Two of them are treif. We're talking about small pieces, not a chaticha or a skabit. And it's a teruvus min bimin. It's five pieces of meat. Two of them are nevela, three of them are kosher. So that means it's bitul b'roiv. It's a teruvus yovish b'yovish min bimin. You need roiv. So you have five pieces on the table in front of you. They're mixed up. All of them are mutter. So what does that mean? Does that mean you're allowed to take all five, cook them in a pan, eat the whole thing? Hello, yuvada eating nevela. So there's a fascinating machlokes rishonim. It seems clear that you're allowed to eat any of the pieces. It also seems clear that five people are allowed to come along and each one is allowed to eat one piece. Deiraisa, it seems clear that even though we know that one piece was zichin avela, but the Torah with the din of roiv was mafkia, the din of iser, from the pieces. It's a chalois din bittel, and the din iser falls off. That being said, there are rishonim that hold that it's only at kamad is a tlir. Each person has a tlir klapi each piece. One person can eat all five pieces. It's machlekes the Rashba, the Rosh. The shittas are brought l'aloch in Yeridea, in Hilchus Taruvis. The pashtus is that the din not to eat all five together is only a din derabbanon. There's another shita that holds. It's not a shita that's accepted l'aloch, but there is such a shita that's brought in Yeridea that if you know that one piece of nevela fell into the other four, you're allowed to bet to eat all five, but there's a din derabbanon to take one piece and throw it out. You shouldn't even eat a vada nevela. But the pashtus in the Rishonim is taka that all five are mutter. The shal is only eating all five together. That's the machlokes Rishonim over here. Mishnah Vov. Noig b'tahiru, we're back now. We're out of Isavet. We're back now to straightforward Hilchus Giran Osher. It's interesting that the context of the sugis of Taruvis, when you want to learn Hilchus Taruvis, you learn a lot of the dinim of Nesinis Tam and Bittul B'roiv and so on and so forth in Perek Giran Osher. That's what the sugis are. Other sugis of Taruvis that specifically negate the Bazal B'cholov will be in Yitz Hashem the next Perek, in Perek Kolabosa. Those are the two places where the sugis are. Over here, we're now going back to Gira Nosha. Noig b'tahiru v'eini noig b'tmeo. The Issa of Gira Nosha is in a kosher animal, behem or a chaya, but not by a treif animal. If somebody eats from a treif animal, avad is eating tarfus. But Lamaisa is not over on the issue of Giran Osher. Lamaisa, the Rav makes a very basic point, and that is that if we paskin that ain't begidim in Oysim Tam, we explained in the previous Mishnayos, The Mishnah Befonenu is going the Yesh Beginim Benois and Tam. So then it's a piece of meat. So if he eats from a trefa animal, maybe he doesn't get Malkus for eating Gidanosha, but he gets Malkus for eating trefa meat. But Lididam, we pass in Beginim Benois and Tam. All is Mamish is the piece of Eitz and Avonim. So Mel, there won't be Malkus at all. The Chiddush HaTorah is, even if it's Eitz and Avonim, Lamais, you're not allowed to eat it. But if you hold that there's no Gidanosha by Timaeus, that's Mamish not also. Reb Yehuda Oimer af b'tmeo. Reb Yehuda asks even by tmeo. Now the Mishnah says something famous, very interesting. Amar Reb Yehuda, he proves his point. V'alomim ne'nat Yaakov nesek danosha. The Torah says alken le'yechu b'nei Yisrael's gidanosha. The Torah asked it before Matan Torah. V'adayim behem b'tmeo muteres lohen. They were b'nei noyach. And there was no Yisrael behem b'tmeo. The Torah asked it to them. So l'chor, that means that the Torah was speaking about even behemot tmeil. Omru loy, Chacham say to him, b'sinai nemar, el shenichtav b'mkoy moi. The Torah, even though it's written in Parshas Vayishlach, by the Mais with Yaakov, with Sor Shal Esav, be'etzem, this din, alken le'yachul b'nei Yisrael's Giran Osha, is part of Torah Misinai. It's written b'mkoy moi as part of the event, but be'etzem, the tzivui, was only b'sinai. Now, one famous discussion over here in the Rishonim and Sanhedrin is, does this mean to say that B'nai Yisrael, the Shiftei Kol, before Matan Torah had a din of B'nai Noah? So what the Rabbanan are saying is, I'm sorry, what Rabbi Yehuda says, is that it was mitzvah to them before they were Eden, before they were B'nai Yisrael, they were B'nai Noah. So does that mean that before Matan Torah, the Issur Gid Anosha was mitzvah on all B'nai Noah? Doesn't sound to be right. The Shev Mitzvah and Enoch don't include Gid Anosha. So what are you going to say? You're going to say, Enoch Hanami, before Sinai, it was Mitzvah to all B'nai Noach. After Sinai, there are certain things that went from being to all B'nai Noach to only Klal Yisrael. A little bit shver. The other Chiddush would be to say, to make a conclusion from over here, that B'nai Yisrael, before Matan Torah have a din of B'nai Noach, because that's a famous discussion by Achrayim. It's known as the Proshas Drochim's famous Chakira. And there's Raiyas, and there's been hundreds of Svarim and Mefalpul in this raid. There's the din of Ben Pakua, which is Mutta only for Ben Yisrael and not B'nai Noach. And that was a machlek between Yosef and the brothers. They ate from Ben Pakua and Yosef was a Muslim. Over and over again, this is something that comes up in all the Drush Ala Torah Svarim, whether B'nai Yisrael, but the Shvatim and the Ovis HaKadoshim had din B'nai Noach. To say over here that it means that they were B'nai Noach is a Chiddush, because then it comes out to Mishnah Mefureshes. Another way of saying it would be to say that Enoch Hanami, the Tzivui was to B'nai Yisrael, Achen Le'echu B'nai Yisrael, before Matan Torah. B'nai Yaakov already were Mitzvah Natid Giran Osha. It could be that they had a din of Kedushas Yisrael, and maybe they kept Kol HaTorah Kula. But Lamaisa, at that point, the Torah, when it says Lo Yoichlu, has to be talking to what's Mutter and also Alpi the Torah. Lamaisa, what was Mutter was all Behemoth, the Behemoth Tmeah. But they were B'nai Yisrael. Another point to make is that the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos over here says a very famous principle, and he says that all mitzvahs, he learns it from this Mishnah, all mitzvahs that were before Sinai, after Sinai, are in Gansim, they were Poka. The fact that we keep mitzvahs, even the ones that were mitzvah before Matan Torah, is we don't keep it out before Matan Torah. Came along Sinai, and Sinai created that the mitzvah now comes Mikoch Sinai. And the Rambam, there's Nafkaminis, and there's a lot of raid, let's say, like Abi Mitzvahs Mila. We don't keep Mitzvahs Mila because of Avraham Avinu, we keep Mitzvahs Mila of Pashas Tazria. Pashas Tazria, it says, Isha Hiyoldo, Uviyem Shmini Yimo B'sar Alose, that's the Pasha. In that parasha, by the way, is Mavur, the din that Mila is Doicha Shabbos. In the din of Avraham Avinu, it's not Mavur that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, partly also because Shabbos wasn't mitzvah then by Avraham Avinu. So this is the same raid and the Svarim are Meirich in this point.